Right, I'm here. Come on, everyone. Be excited at once.
Here we go. We are joined by today's winner, Justin Haley, driver of the number 11 Leaf Filter Gutter Protection Chevrolet for Colic Racing. What an exciting finish here at Talladega today. Walk us through those final laps.
You know, it was crazy. Obviously, we had a really fast Chevrolet all day. I think the surprising moment was when the 8 gave me and Ross and lined us up together. We all know how fast these ECR Colic Racing cars are. So, teamwork, baby. I pushed him to the win at Daytona. He pushed me here. So, just incredible, incredible day. Incredible to get Leaf Filter, their first win. I know it's been big for the 11 cars. So, super special for me.
Outstanding. We're going to open the floor for questions. Again, if you do have a question for today's race winner, click the participants icon and raise your hand. We'll start with Bob Pockris. Go ahead with the question, Bob.
Yeah, Justin, how does it feel that you've won in all three of the national series now? I don't know, maybe you thought you've already kind of won in this series anyway.
well, now I can explain myself a little easier. No, it's incredible that I've won in all three. ARCA, K&N, pretty much everything I've stepped in, I've won in. So that's a confidence booster. But appreciate you picking me to win, Bob. Going to have to start doing that more often.
And also, All-Star Race, are you pretty confident you'll have a ride for the All-Star Race?
I'm not sure. This definitely won't hurt.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Dustin Albino. Go ahead with your question, Dustin.
Yeah, Justin, congrats on the win. Statistically, you've done, you know, you have the most top five, most top tens with Colic Racing. I know you mentioned post-race, you might not have a ride for next year. What do you feel like you have to prove?
No, thank you.
Make a name for myself. I don't. I mean, I love my place at Colic Racing right now. It's been fun. Obviously, I have the most top fives and whatnot because I drove there the longest out of anyone except Blake. So, I think Colic Racing's on next level right now. Ross Chastain, he's helped the program a good bit. AJ Allmendinger, just the teammate aspect of it is just pretty incredible. So we all work together to be fast, and obviously he's proven pretty well.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Gavin Doe. Go ahead, Gavin.
Yeah, Justin, congrats on the win, by the way. But when it came to, you know, that big concern, you know, the antenna, there was something flopping around within the cockpit. Were you ever worried that was going to hit you during that race whatsoever?
Yeah, it was pretty incredible. I mean, I look up lap two and there's stuff dangling all over. Pretty wild. But no, that red flag gave me a little opportunity to be able to hang it, hook it up, to loosen my belt. So it really wasn't really that big of a distraction, mainly just because, you know, you're so hyper-focused on the race. So, no, I mean, crazier stuff has happened.
Our next question will come from Nick Lewis. Go ahead with your question, Nick.
Justin, congratulations on the win. It seems like Colic Racing has been on a pretty dominant tear lately. Has anything changed from the beginning of the season until now to change that, or are you guys just hitting your rhythm?
Yeah. Hitting the rhythm. We've been fast all year. We just have had a lot of mess. I feel like we should have won Bristol. I feel like we should have won Charlotte between the two of us. I feel like the two of us have been, you know, the right positions, just need some luck on our side. So we have really fast Chevrolets, and I think the changes were over the off season. We got our own engineering. This is the first year that we've had our own engineering staff. We've always hired them from RCR, and they've kind of done freelance work for us. So having our own engineering department now definitely has helped.
Do you think that having, you know, teammates in Chastain and Allmendinger has, you know, elevated Colic Racing a bit? And what's that relationship like between the three of you?
Good. Yeah, for sure. I love Ross. We all get along together. I think you see that post-race. You know, I think the biggest thing with Colic is we all work as a team. It's not three separate teams. The 16 guys built my car, and the guys built the 10 car, and we all built each other's car. There's not a team. You know, at the racetrack, we're all, you know, together. But in the shop, it's one group. So I think that's big for it. Me, AJ, and Ross have gotten along really well. Obviously, they have a lot of knowledge. I'm pretty new to this, so I've struggled a little bit to start, but leaning on them has been awesome, and can't thank everyone enough.
Thank you. Congratulations. Thank
you. Our next question is going to come from Casey Campbell. Go ahead with your question, Casey.
Thanks, Matt. Hey, Justin. Congrats on the win. First off, you know, coming into this year when you won, when you first raced at Talladega, you expect every, you know, a lot of family, friends, and that's not the case, you know, with COVID-19. How did it feel to not have them there?
A win's a win. Really doesn't bother me. I know in an hour I'll be on a plane and I'll have another hour ride home, and I'm sure we'll have a party. Alex Johnson, my crew chief, he's having a baby shower tomorrow, a gender reveal. So probably party up with the 11 crew there at the old baby shower. But no, everything else is good. I mean, it's just obviously I'd love to have my family, but situation is a situation, and you just got to go with the flow.
You talked in your post-race interview in Victory Lane, you dedicated this win to your late crew chief, Nick Harrison. What did he mean to you and personally?
You know, so hard. Being as young as I am, being a rookie, losing Nick halfway through the season. He's, you know, obviously your crew chief is your best friend, especially when you're on the road this much. And just being able to have that bond with him was super hard. And he loved super speedway racing. It was his bread and butter. He lived or died for it. So dedicating to that to him, I've been wanting to get one for him for so long. Finally could do it. So it's pretty special, and kind of seal that off and go catch the next one.
All right. Congrats, Justin. And thanks, Matt.
Yep. Our final question will come from Ashley McCubbin from Popular Speed. Go ahead, Ashley.
You spoke about racing for your ride and trying to make sure to do whatever you can to get back next year. What do you feel now that you need to do moving forward this season to secure your spot in the sport moving forward?
Obviously, winning helps. There's a lot of things. You know, I wake up every morning, and it's the first thought in my mind, you know, what I'm going to do next year. And, you know, obviously, Matt Colleg and Chris Rice and everyone at Colleg Racing is pretty loyal. So, but sometimes the money's not there. So, I have a great partner right now with Lee Filter Gutter Protection and the Fraternal Order of Eagles, and it's awesome to finally get that win and finally get the 11. I've been joking around that the 11 cars had a curse because anyone that gets in it can't win in it. So I actually took a Sharpie before the race and put a 1 behind the 11. So it was the 111 car. It was real small. So I think that's going to have to start being a thing. It's the 111 to us because the 11's cursed. So just an inside joke for us, but pretty cool.
Good deal. Well, congratulations on that win in the 111. And we'll see you next week. Take care now.
Thank you.